The Bethel City Council's Finance Committee has not met since Conrad C.J. McCormick was elected to the council. The committee has tried, but it hasn't had enough members. A committee has to have at least 4 members in attendance to hold a meeting. He says this means he hasn't really even been able to get trained in finance committee matters.
So I'm kind of at a loss to even know where to start. You know, we haven't even been able to get through the door.
That means that the finance committee hasn't been able to advise the Bethel City Council about how to meet the challenges that are facing the department. Its leadership stepped down in the summer, and the city is currently in the process of hiring new staff to join the finance department. The finance committee isn't the only committee that needs new members. Most city committees and commissions have vacant seats. There's a committee or commission for almost every aspect of city life. Councilmember Mark Springer, who sits on the Port Commission, says that being a member of one of these bodies is a great way to learn more about city government or to reflect your own interests and opinions in public policy. So who does he think might consider serving on the Port Commission, for example?
The Port Commission in Bethel helps to assure that boaters in Bethel and visiting boaters have safe places to tie their boats up. And so just from that perspective, you know, I think anybody in Bethel that uses the river has an interest in what the Port Commission does.
Apply that same logic to other commissions, and you can say, for example, that whoever uses a park in Bethel has an interest in what the Parks Commission does. To learn more about the City of Bethel's committees and commissions, head to their website, Facebook page, or send them an email to get involved. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.